You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, my Lord. 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson. We're in the third hour leading up to Grant Kruger on Jump In Tucson. And then after that, at 10 o'clock, head over to your YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook, and you can watch me and Clint Peake at LTD Media's working title podcast. So we got that going for us. So I just put it up on my Wastebook page. Matthew has now seen it. I showed it to McCluskey. Gave me a heads up on this.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
It's, so, you know, we just had this, and check it out on Christopher D. Simone right now. If you want me to email you the video, I will, if you're really, you know, you're into watching such things. But basically we have, let's see, how many gun battles have we had here now? Let's see if I got it off of the pen. So five.
Well, that would be six in addition to the five previously.
Right. So five in the last, 10 days.
And Stone and Glenn, then Stone and Speedway, then Speedway and Swan.
Well,
Valencia and Jeffrey.
That's right. No, Sean's, I'm going to give Sean credit for this. He's the breaking news journalist here on this one. Sixth and Grant near, is that Mansfield Park? Right, Mansfield? I think that's Mansfield.
It's called No Matt Park.
Wow.
Matt No Go Park.
No Mattsfield. That's what we call it. Now, so at Mansfield, right on 6th and Grant, it was, and you can watch it. You'll see the gun pop and everything. We got up to 9 shots fired.
Yikes.
And hit the car that was in front like 6 times. Rental house with 5 females in the house is where the door, where some of the bullets kind of flew by. So I just want to let you know, we are now at 6 gun battles in 10 days in Tucson, Arizona right now. While Rahina is doing champagnes and strawberry and organic matchas with the DNC, more people are getting shot at while Sun Corridor celebrates 25 jobs. So we got that going for us, as we like to say. Now this one, I don't know what it's going to take to get the city council really motivated. I mean, Karen Ulick just threw the hookah guy. Remember, think about it. The Swan and Speedway thing is one of now 6 gun battles in 10 days. And her answer on the thing was, we talked to Chief Chasmar, and we're going to look at certain type of businesses and the hours they operate and blah, blah, blah. Literally saying it's the hookah guy's fault. Back to Tim Steller blaming Circle K for selling beer, and that's why there's beer skips at Grant and Alvernon.
The convenience store wore a short dress.
Correct. But here, maybe this will finally get these people... This could get them pissed off, right? Maybe. If there's something, this could be it. It's not domestic violence. It's not people defecating all over the place. It's not attacking customers. It's not breaking windows. It's not costing business owners tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I know where you're going.
It's not shooting anybody. It's not stabbing anybody. It's not 2 street takeovers on the same night at different intersections. It's not that. This is the one that will finally get the commies going, I think. This could be it. It's not even shots fired at the U of A. Remember the bullet holes in one of the high-rises, right? They have stolen the Loft Theater's solar cinema van.
What happened?
The liberal temple of... The Loft is the closest thing the leftists have to a church. This is their church, the Loft Theater. So they have a 2014 Ford Transit that they purchased. Now this is going to get the lefties pissed off. It was modified by Technicians for Sustainability. Modified with solar panels and solar batteries, which means it's a fire hazard. I would just be like, if they show up the thing, I'd have like a speaker jamming Arthur Brown Fire.
How many of the panels break when you hit a pothole?
Yeah. The Loft used the van to screen 20 to 30 films annually, including in rural parts of the state. It's gone to Northern Arizona, Prescott, Flagstaff, and Camp Verde.
Now, places where it would actually work better because it's not 120 degrees.
I'm just going to tell you how fast we're moving on this thing, right? So it got stolen Sunday, okay? Anyone with information, call TPD. And this is the first one I've ever seen that comes with the police report number. They really want this van back. I mean, the only other thing you... So the Loft is the leftist church, right? Then, of course, their God and Savior statue is Pancho Villa downtown. So...
We do have a statement. You can tell the folks on the council are upset because we have a statement.
Let's go.
You're bastard people.
Uh-oh.
That's...
I've never heard Cunningham use the word bastard before, so I don't know if that's really him or not.
Could be AI.
Oh!
Hey, bro. AI is going to take over the world, man.
So anyway, this could be the final straw. So Josh and the crime-free kids, you're blowing it. This is the one you jump on. When you're talking to me, you go, dude, they stole the Loft solar van, bro.
Just trying to figure out how they fit the van on the crime bus to get away.
I mean, badass super mamas seem to be indifferent to domestic violence in this town. They're indifferent. They don't care if young ladies who are trying to play a sport can't use the county or city bathroom because of either the fear of being attacked or being overdone by drugs or fentanyl maniacs. But if you steal the solar van for the Loft.
Bridge too far. Now we got problems.
The house of your Lord God and Savior at the Loft. I mean,
you're bastard people.
8:15 in the morning, Zeppelin versus The Who. Now, I will take your suggestions for music battles.
You've got one on hold, too.
Uh-oh. So, and the other thing you got to remember is I got to have a group that has at least 9 good songs. Or solid songs. So don't get niche on me. You know, don't go like Racer X versus Babylon AD or something like that.
Can't be. You're not looking for one hit wonders on this one.
No. Now don't get me wrong. They don't have to have 9 hits. I'm not saying they gotta have 9 hits, but they have 9 solid stuff. So I'm just saying. So, I'm willing to do yes versus everyone else. 9 yes, and you can have 9 from crap like Aerosmith and all these other people. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 voice. The levee broke around here a long time ago. John Holden calling up from Bourbonville. Hey, ammo cells are doing well in Tucson. There's actually in the Edadetto, supermarket on Prince and Flowing Wells there. The guy's got the sign that says, you know, we sell ammo. It just feels so right for that neighborhood. All right, our boy and our good friend Bill Jaramillo, parrot heads versus dead heads.
I like the concept.
Can I handle 9? Jimmy... 9 dead songs, though. Wow.
I think we can pull that one off.
Sergio.
You can do Jimmy Buffett versus, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. I can see him. Kenny Chesney.
I could do Roger Klein versus Jimmy.
There you go. Let me think about that. We could do that.
Sergio. The loft solar van is totally stripped and on blocks somewhere in Pliskin Acres right now.
You're bastard people.
Let's bring Sean on for Walk on Wednesday. Sean.
I didn't even think you're going to go like, gee, I wonder who Sean's going to put on, you know? I know.
So it's Hanson
versus Backstreet, Backdoor Boys or what?
Calm down.
Her first libertarian concert, Backstreet Boys. I'm like, oh, God, no.
So we're doing Van Halen versus who?
Van Halen DOS 2.0. Van Halen B2.0. I think that's a killer. So, they got 12 number ones, I think 28 top tens. I don't know, 197 million albums. Not that I know anything about them or anything, but that's a fun one.
David Lee versus Sammy, early and late.
Yeah.
Even though I love the Gary Cherone years. That's my favorite Van Halen years.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Matt doesn't even know what I'm talking about. No clue.
In the back of my throat there. And even Eddie went to his grave going, God, what did I do?
Gary Cherone was the lead singer of Extreme.
Oh, Extreme. Right? Oh, God.
And what happened was when they were floating around looking for a singer, did they record with Cherone? I think they definitely toured with him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did one horrible. It's the one that it's so sad.
What happened? I mean,
it was just Eddie was cracked out. He was really in bad shape. He was at the bottom of the bottle and the barrel and whatever else, you know.
Yep.
But he had a bad time. I mean, Eddie had a really bad time. He came out of it. I gotta give him credit. When he came back, oh my God, he was on it. And now Metro actually saw Wolfgang the other day. Chicago. He went and saw
talented young man. He's a talented young guy. God.
Open for Metallica. Five Finger Death Punch and Wolfgang with Metallica.
So what I want you to do is send me 9 of each.
I will go with Ed. Ed appointed me musical director pro tem of Pliskin Acres because, you know, I mean, there's so much innovation happening in Pliskin Acres right now.
So
give you a little, because you're playing
I do have final edit on that, just to let you know. But
absolutely.
We did Magic Bus today.
You did Magic Bus? Well, you got Magic Bus over at RWC. They brought the electric bus in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You think it's bad enough to send your child into a public mind-washing camp, put them on a rolling bomb. Put him on a rolling bomb.
Literally,
it is. I can take you down there.
The Hindenburg.
I can take you down to TPD, their impound lot down south of the racetrack on Wilmot, and you will see the electric cars that are separated by containers. We're building a Tesla pen right now. 2x2 concrete, 416 backhoe, and 20 yards of sand. Because, no, you can't put them out with a fire truck. You either have Halon or sand. When they go up, imagine an electric bus getting into a hit, and it is compromised, and people that say, we don't have the infrastructure. The infrastructure they don't have is the ability to work on them. There's the problem. TUSD will not work on those buses.
Yep.
They will not. And when you turn it over to RWC, I'll guarantee you, 270 an hour, 4 hour minimum to diagnose one. There's your tax dollars at rest right there. They had to hide it inside. A certain company had to bring it down here because it won't drive from Phoenix to Tucson. Are you kidding me? That's $2,000 just to haul it in.
Just
keeps getting stupider.
Just got a Kurt is suggesting Boston versus Foreigner.
Well done.
Now I'd say Boston versus Chicago because then you have two cities.
It's nice, but I feel like the genre of Boston.
I'm more Boston Aerosmith myself.
Does Boston?
Because then you're Boston.
Does Foreigner have 9 songs that are worth a crap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But Aerosmith's got 90.
No, we'll definitely do Aerosmith. I agree. So, all right.
And then you want to go later? Go Cinderella, Great White.
Now you're pushing it.
Now Cinderella do 20. Great White do 15.
There's no 9 good songs from Great White.
Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, they got. Yeah, no. I got to see Great White on the tour that they started the place on fire. They played the Bum Steer.
Oh no,
the Bum Steer.
They played the Bum Steer.
So Van Halen also bottomed out, and Great White.
Oh yeah. Oh, they played the Bum Steer. It was like Stephen Percy, you know. And I go in there, and I'm like, there's a guy at the door with a counter.
Hold it. Stephen Percy's Rat. Was he opening for them at that? As a solo?
He introduced. No. I said it was like Stephen Percy because it's Great White without Jack. You know, Jack Russell is now.
Jack Russell.
That's Jack Russell of Great. Well, it's Jack. The whole thing is just a mess. Can't be Rat.
So Jonathan Hoffman just went off the rails. Partridge Family versus Frank Zappa. Now that's a.
it would be the Partridge Family versus Donnie and Marie. I mean, if you want to do genres, give us a Utah, man. Give us some Provo. Give me some Provo, baby.
I will torture you with that. Dan Gibson opened our eyes years ago to Donnie and Marie covering Steely Dan, Reeling in the Years, and it's brutal.
Oh, God. Oh, ouch.
It's brutal.
That's like when that one guy did the cover of Metallica. The What's New Pussycat? Didn't he do Metallica?
It's Pat Boone
covers Nothing Else Matters.
That's off of his debut metal album, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh my boy, how can you ruin a Metallica song? Let Pat Boone have it.
Just reinterpreting it for a new generation. All right, sir.
Metallica versus Megadeth.
Work on your Van Halen tune, Stormy.
I got you covered, brother. You guys have a great day, man. Not a Whopper Wednesday, not a Whopper Wednesday.
Wake up, Tucson.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
Dred Zeppelin did this one too, Christopher.
Hmm?
Dred Zeppelin did this one as well.
I bet.
I can't find it.
Whenever I hear that guitar riff, it always reminds me of the K-Tel double album set of the best of Led Zeppelin.
K-Tel did a Led Zeppelin? Really?
Yeah, it was kind of like that TV offer, right? And it went like, Led Zeppelin back.
Led Zeppelin, Zeppelin, Zeppelin.
My brother knows exactly what I'm talking about. After Caitlin Schmidt broke the story at Arizona Tucson Agenda that businesses make money around the U of A when people move back in. Which will get her a Pulitzer for online blogs between a readership of 2 and 77.
And the prize for best appointment journalism goes to.
And then, of course, we learned from the great Grant Kruger that, remember, their money runs out literally after about two, three weeks.
That was a great refinement, right, to the age-old story. It's very, very busy for a couple, 3 weeks, and then it gets very quiet.
Then they're going to the Catholic Newman Center to eat at Newman Night because they have no food. They're hitting the campus food pantry because they have no money for food because you're paying for that world class education.
$75 tater tots, yes.
Paying croissant bouillabaisse their athletics fee.
$9 for a brat.
So U of A now has safety tips. This is a story by Catherine Patterson.
Leave your car in California. That's the first safety
U of A PD Sergeant Andy Valenzuela. Like preparing for class or an exam or exercise, it's something that needs practice. What is this? This is something like you go to a fourth grade class. You know, like you brush your teeth, you should, not smoke crack. Let's see. Ride Alternatives Safety Guides, a hotline for any threats and U of A PD continuing to train and monitor the campus. Also working with a county attorney that takes threats to staff seriously. That was just added late into the story. Safe ride, safety resources, U of A tracks. Oh, so this is, so KLD does the good Google Maps of violent crimes in the city. And so they actually did one for around the university. Okay. Well, let me count. I'm going to use my stubby finger here. Here we go. So according to KOLD's crime map, and this is for this year, there have been 14 violent crimes in and around the University of Arizona. Is that on the brochure? Next to the guy or the girl or the trans person holding the beaker with dripping some sort of liquid in it from some biochemistry thing? Is that next to the person of the Hamas person taking a dump on the lawn? Which one? Is that on the brochure? Just want to make sure. We got that going for us. Thank God, Pima County, we have Bud Foster in the water wars of Tucson and Pima County. Now, remember, the way the city set this up is to make money. Don't know if you know this or not. And because they go after the unincorporated county, and I'm sure they have that, if you can't afford your water bill, we have programs because we're charging everyone else who's paying their bills more money to pay for people who can't pay for their water. This is where we're at. So the Budster, those rates are 15% higher than rates paid by the city. County users paid the premium for 18 months before the court shut it down. Now the city and county are at odds on how to reimburse those customers. Jan Lesher, there's been no reimbursement or attempt to pay the individuals who may have paid a different rate, the higher rate that should not have been paid. So the one question I have, and I guess I have to look at, Matt, have you seen how much is the total amount that's owed back to ratepayers? Have you seen anything like that?
No. Well, here's how I came up with the number. They were estimating that it would be $11 million in extra revenues they would get, and they did this illegal rate hike for 18 months. That's a year and a half. So I'm saying that's $17 million they illegally took from people.
Yeah.
That they need to refund. And I don't see what the difficulty is. They know the customers they upcharged. They know how much their bills were each month. It's a pretty easy program to write and figure out who to credit.
What's the chances?
They're going to give up $17 million, 0.0. That's the chances that they would willingly give up $17 million in the city of Tucson. Approximately exactly
0.0.
And of course, what are we shocked that the city charged the 17
no.
mil?
Hold on. Sorry, I gotta let you set up the premise.
Are you a Tucson Water customer?
Yes.
This is why it's real sensitive here, as it should be. Are you in shock that the city poleaxed these people for $17 million, right? And then already spent the dough?
No.
Right? Because that's what they're going to say. We don't have $17 million.
We're going to have to, we need a tax.
Now, here's the best part, all right, is there's Democrats, and then there's the city and the county.
They bought the no-tell motel with it.
Okay. Now, this is also why, this is the Budster. He could get Karen Ulick, or you can't get Kozachik anymore because he's doing champagnes and strawberries with Frank Knott. Okay. So you could usually, well, you can't get Rahina because she's doing champagne and strawberries in Chicago right now. But this is where you get one of the city council people to at least have some sort of statement. And they said, 13 News asked the city about it, and we were told there'll be a hearing and have a nice life. That's the Bud Foster hard work on the other side. Okay. Now, because the Budster only has Jan talking. Oh, he did get Heinze. Okay.
Well, then he goes, oh, well, you know, could have been legal if they'd have done it the right way. It was the court said it's illegal what they did. You don't need to explain for the city.
This is the Budster. Without following proper procedures. It's so fun to watch them eat each other. It's fun. Very fun. We have the 42-year-old man found dead off of Old Spanish Trail. Said the vehicle left the road, traveled down an embankment, but it said neither speed or impairment need appear to be factors. Well, then what could it be? If he wasn't impaired and he wasn't, it wasn't a speed problem. So that's a mystery. Channel 9 finally caught up on the Casa Salita story broken by the New Republic person. So they were, everyone's late to the ball game. Let's see what else can we,
but on that water story, just real quick.
Yes, sir.
The county goes to, who does she go, who do they go to? Chris Mays. So I'm not holding my breath that I'm going to be getting a refund check, because now that they're saying, you know, we need you to tell the city of Tucson and Rahina Romero, the rising star from Chicago, you may have heard about her, that she needs to refund $17 million. And Chris is going to go, my docket's a little bit full right now.
You're making the point, which is correct here.
Even though she used to be a Republican or something.
Don't tell Laura. The point is that Rahina Romero has told, even though the court said this was an illegal, wrong move, she is telling...
And they said that months ago, by the way.
She's telling all of you, the courts, the people that got overcharged $17 million, and the county of Pima, to go to hell, is what she's saying. You all can go kiss her rear end. That's what she's telling you. Okay? And who's calling her out? Right? So far, who is it? It's me and Jan Lesher are calling her out. Where's Dylan? Where's little Jimmy Nintzel? Is Timmy Stellar on this? I mean,
I don't think so.
17 and a half mil is a good chunk of dough, kids. I mean, hold on, let me do some. I want to use an old ancient, you know, like we talk about Hogshead for. Let me do a little math here. So we take 17 million, and we divide it by 485,000. That's 35 Snells that they overcharged everyone. 35 Joe Snell salaries. To get to 17 million. Just want to let everyone know that. So at best, what's going to happen is they're going to slow crawl a credit back to the, that's my car night. They're going to slow walk a credit back to all of those people. In the end, you're not going to get cash back. You're not going to get anything back. They're going to knock 10% off your bill until you're made whole. Doesn't matter how many months it takes. And the county's just going to take it and say, well, that's fair. And again, here's the other part. $17 million pulled out of the private sector. to go to a bunch of losers who don't do parks, police, or roads. Let's go to break. Dr. Kruger's here. I'm going to see if I can pull him in for some egg talk. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, Zeppelin versus The Who, little Misty Mountain hop. Don't tell the Dems, but this is a J.R.R. Tolkien reference, which we're now finding is bad.
Racist.
Wake Up Tucson. All right. Zepp versus The Who on Wake Up Tucson. We have our good friend Grant Kruger, who's coming up on Jump in Tucson coming up. What's up, my friend?
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for your support of our event on Saturday. Appreciate it.
Happy to have been a part of that one. I'm sorry I couldn't attend. These Saturday nights get to be a little tough for us sometimes in the restaurant business, as you might imagine.
So sick of you and your Saturday nights getting in the way of life.
Slightly inequitable demand in terms of restaurant business, as you might know.
We did do some themes. So you and Josh were put together in the Tucson Crime Free Coalition Dining Pack.
Oh, very nice.
So as two of our real advocates for small business out there, I had to put you kids together.
Thank you. I'm having lunch with Josh a little later this afternoon.
Is it fried chicken?
No. It pops chicken fingers or steak fingers.
So I saw you hitting the news. There was a little bit of I saw you in the Capital Times also had a story about you versus the state of Arizona on the Great Egg War. What's going on with the Great Egg War?
So I was actually a part of two Supreme Court hearings on Friday alone. Like, how does this happen in the restaurant world?
It's Friday at the Supreme Court, Saturday doing restaurants.
Absolutely. So we had two on Friday, but one of them was, of course, this famous egg case, right? And it got quite a bit of news. I was absolutely crucified in the press over there. They say, don't read the comments, and this might certainly be one.
On what basis would they crucify you about eggs?
So particularly, I think there's a subsect of the population that is very much into animal advocacy, and I appreciate and respect that. I also care about animals very much. But as a restaurant, we serve animals regularly. We consume them. It's kind of part of what most of us omnivores do. And so, I think people forget that at this point, food distribution of this size is truly giant agro business.
Yep.
Like your carton, your milk carton might have that barn and the silo and the sunshine and like the one cow and the chicken on it. But in the real world, those that have made the visit to the Hickman Egg Ranch, right, out in the West Valley, understand that this is a giant egg factory.
Yep.
And that in reality, every restaurant, myself including, has been using these type of cage-free eggs for the last couple of years. We're not using a different product than anyone else. Eggs are really, in this case, a vehicle to challenge the state government's ability to make laws outside of the legislative branch of government.
Right.
Can an appointee, such as the Department of Agriculture, who's not elected, then make their own laws? And if the government can do that with eggs, what's next?
Huge problem.
Waiting for COVID-21 comes, and can these appointees...
We got monkey flu coming, ready.
Exactly. Can these appointees make laws? And so, realistically, eggs are a vehicle to prove that we have standing, that we can quantify our egg purchases, we can quantify that they got substantively more expensive because of this ruling, and it is... a lawsuit with respect to limitation of gubernatorial powers by appointment or executive decree.
So basically you're getting hit because when they hear the state wants something that they're calling free range.
It's not free range. It's and that's the big difference too. Your cage free and free range are two entirely separate animals, literally and proverbially, right?
So like what does the state want?
So what the state wants is a slightly larger container than what the previous container was for chickens. And there's arguments really in both cases on this one, because these cage-free chickens also, by virtue of being clustered in together, have higher rates of stress, higher rates of animal injury, and there's actually higher rates of bacteria on those eggs as well too, as the chicken feces lands on the actual egg product while they're all there together. So like there are pros and cons of both. But both, Chris, are giant agribusiness. Neither one is Farmer John's little farm over here, like what you see on the carton. And for some reason, we have just gotten an inordinate amount of hate on this one.
When they hear the word free range, the average Joe or Jane, they think free range means that Grant's chicken farm has this huge ranch and the chickens are just running around like horses on free range. That's what they think it is.
Without a doubt.
But it's not.
You've got to understand just the quantity of eggs that even breakfast restaurants go through, right? Like a couple of years ago in the middle of COVID when there was all these product shortages and our broadline purveyors had driver shortages, we had a day that Sysco Foods, one of our primary food purveyors, said, you know what? We're just not coming today. And I was like, oh my God, I kind of need that 54-foot trailer filled with eggs to back up on the restaurant. And so I had to rush down to the local supermarket, right, to the Fry's over on First, you know, the neighborhood. And I went over to Fry's and I said, can I speak to a manager, please? And they went, well, why? I said, well, I'd like to buy all your eggs. And they go, well, all the eggs we have on display over here in the refrigerator? I was like, no. All the eggs you have in the building. I need everything you have. And they were like, what are you doing? Who are you? And I said, I'm just a regular Joe just trying to save Sunday brunch, my friend. But this is like the quantity of food products that your average restaurants can
go
through.
How many eggs do they let you have?
Thousands and thousands of eggs. I mean, it was a big load. And, you know, a week's worth of eggs for a restaurant, particularly one that, like a Reforma where we sell brunch 7 days a week, this can be an awful lot of eggs. It's a base in so many base ingredient in so many recipes,
right,
that we have that to go a week without a delivery would just be such a huge setback. You don't see that quantity of food because you just see the restaurant in the strip mall or in its shopping center somewhere. But every morning at 7, 8, 9 a.m., there are 54-foot trailers backing down on these babies, unloading all of their goods, whether it's food, whether it's beverages, whether it's high-fructose corn syrup. We're getting it all dropped off every single morning.
Give us the hot preview of what's coming up on Jumpin'.
I got Chef Patrick Malarczyk, Tandem American Kitchen, one of my OG employees from Union Hospitality Group, coming up. We're going to talk about his new restaurant venture here in Tucson.
What's coming up on Food for Thought?
All kinds of fun things. We're going to break down Taylor over here. We're going to break down Proposition 138, expecting a ruling from the Supreme Court today.
Love it. All right. Well, break a leg, as we say in showbiz. Check out this young man, Grant Kruger, on Jump in Tucson. Tomorrow, America's Best Mexican Food Interview, plus U.S. Congressman David Schweikert, who's going to complain about trillions of debt. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. Wake up.